Hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching us on YouTube. Hope you're enjoying the show. Friends, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening. Subscribe on the YouTube as well. We'd really appreciate it. On behalf of Disciple City, I'm Todd Carlton, and this is the Toddcast. Friends, this is the show where we talk to everyday people, celebrity sports figures, people from all over the world to hear their testimonies and their stories of how Jesus became real to them and how it's impacting their life today. Friends, you can follow our ministry along at discipleofcity.ca. Follow the Toddcast on Instagram at the Toddcast _DAC. And have you heard of the United Hive app? The symbol looks just like this. The United Hive app is available everywhere you can get apps, and it is a place where you can share your testimonies of the encounters you're having with people, sharing the gospel, baptizing, seeing healings. This app is being used all over the world. You can share testimonies, pictures, video, and all of that. There's even events on there that you can find that are happening near you. Download the United Hive app today, wherever you get your apps. Friends, today we are going across the pond to London, UK for my next guest. She is a gospel singer by profession. She speaks another language. She also does weddings and has her wedding band is called Heavenly Love Band. She's on Instagram, The Real Gabriella _, and she was on, and we're going to hear about this too, on The Voice in Germany. Friends, please welcome Gabriella Kiramitang. Did I get it? Yeah. Awesome. Welcome.
Hi, Todd. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks so much for the nice intro.
Yeah, it's so nice to meet you.
And you. Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show today and share your story. As I was sharing with you before we came on, friends, Gabriella is someone that I discovered on Instagram singing worship songs in the subway with this fantastic voice. And it was so powerful. It gave me goosebumps. And I started following her and watching all these things and trying to figure out where this was. And our Toddcast team was able to find her and reach out, and you came on the show. And so we'd love to talk about what inspired you to do all that. But I like to go back to the beginning. So can you just share with us, you know, where you grew up, and did you grow up a Christian, or was your life different when you were young, or what's the backstory to you?
Sure. So I'm the third out of four kids born to my mom and my dad, who were raised in Ghana, born and raised in Ghana. So that's where my origin is. However, I was raised in Germany. And yeah, I did grow up in church, to be honest, all my days. Every single day I was in church, loved it. Started singing in the gospel choir from the age of six. And yeah, since then, I've been stuck, you know, in the gospel music scene, and I love it so much. I've grown up to, you know, love Jesus, and I feel like with every year, with every second, with every minute, I just grow more and more in love with Jesus. So, yeah, that's my background.
So, were you born in Ghana, or were you born in the UK, or when did your parents come to the? Well, sorry, no, you said Germany. They moved to Germany.
Yes. Yeah. So I was born and raised in Germany. They moved there over 30 years ago. Yeah, but I've lived in Germany up until the age of 20 and then moved to the UK, almost 7 years ago.
So the migration of people I find totally fascinating. What brought your parents to Germany from Africa?
Oh, I think it must have been like just because of, you know, economic standards. So they just wanted to have a better life and really just create, you know, like better opportunities for their children and their descendants.
It's just so interesting. My mom and my grandparents are from Guyana in South America.
Wow.
And so it's just always fascinated me how people move around and, you know, the stories behind it and stuff. What brought you to the UK?
Well, that's a good question. So 7 years ago. 7 years ago, I just finished A-levels and was still like thinking about what is it that I actually want to do. And then, yeah, kind of like wanted to study journalism, but I didn't want to do it in German. I wanted to do it in English. So, yeah, my uncle was living here in the UK as well, and he just said, "Why didn't you just come over and just study journalism and English here then?" But I always knew that, once I actually move out of Germany, if I was to like to really like pack my bags and move to another country, I just knew that, I would stay there as well. And I just felt God leading me, to the UK to, yeah, then go from journalism to, full-time ministry, full-time music. And I'm loving it so much.
Is your family still in Ghana? Your siblings and your parents? They're, or sorry, in Germany? The G's are throwing me. They're still in Germany.
They do live in Germany. To be honest, my siblings now, they are kind of abroad as well, but we always like meet in Germany. I'm in Germany like every 3 weeks, so I still feel like, I actually live there. But I kind of live in the UK full time as well at the
Yeah.
same time.
So as I said in the intro, you speaking another language, which was obviously German, was that, did you guys speak German before you moved there, or how hard was that? What was that like as a family to come into Germany and learn the language?
Oh, I think for my parents, yeah, they just definitely had to like learn a whole new language, and kind of settle in a whole new country. But with me, I grew up there, so I was born and raised there. So I actually went to kindergarten, school, everything. I'm German at heart, man. I'm German at heart.
So did you, do you also learn English there? Is that
Yes.
as part of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I learned English, in school, primary school. Thank God.
So you, so when did you start, when did you sort of start singing gospel sort of, well, you said you sung from a young child. Well, let me ask you this before the music part. Was there ever a time where, like, discovering faith for yourself apart from what you were brought up in, like you talked about going to church every day as a kid, was there a part when you became a teen where, like, I just find there's always a part in somebody's life, right, where their faith has to be their own because it's your family. So can you, was there a period for you like that?
Definitely. So I got baptized at the age of 14. So that was like a very pivotal moment for me. But I also remember, moving to the UK and kind of being on my own, like away from, parents and siblings for the very first time, where I really was like, I could actually do whatever it is I want to do now. Like I don't have like no eyes like are on me right now. But I just started, to kind of, go on a journey where, I'm finding God for myself. And it's been so beautiful ever since. But I feel like, the Christian foundation was definitely set from the very, very beginning during childhood. So I was very, like, very safe and very secure from the very first time, I actually was born into church. It's been amazing. It's been really, really good.
So as you grew and started getting exposed and seeing the world and seeing the different things in the world, your roots were solid and deep and
Definitely. That's why I really like knew that, wow, I actually believe Jesus for myself and not because, my mom is forcing me to go to church and is forcing me to read my Bible. No, it was so deeply engraved in me.
yeah.
So deeply engraved in me.
Amen. That's so good. That's a gift. That's a blessing and a gift.
Yeah, that is a blessing. Thank you.
So you sang, going back to how I kind of started this, you sang and just loved singing. When did you feel that this was something that you wanted to do for a career?
Ooh. So at the age of six, I remember I was introduced to the wonderful and amazing Darlene Check from Hillsong Worship, Hillsong United, right in Sydney. And I just remember, listening to songs like "Here I Am to Worship" or "Shout to the Lord." Just all of her music. I feel like I would learn every single song by her. But just watching her, I was like, "Wow, you can actually sing Christian music." Bring people to Jesus and make money of it. I just knew, I always, everyone who knows me since childhood knows that I always said, whenever someone would ask me, "What do you want to become one day?" I was always like, "I want to become a Christian artist. I want to become a Christian singer. That's it." So, going to uni, studying journalism, it was still in me that, I still remember the dream. I still remember what God, has envisioned for my life. And I just know it will come to pass, like it will definitely happen. But What's so interesting is that even though I did my journalism course, I feel just because I'm not doing journalism for a TV station or anything like that, I feel like with my social media and everything, I'm still, incorporating those skills into it. So I'm actually really living the dream of being, that Christian artist. But also the journey that God kind of brought me on, it's just I'm starting to see why and how it all came about, how everything's just in a perfect fusion. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so was the journalism, was taking that, was that sort of not a fallback, but was that like, well, I'll do this until I'm
Yeah.
successful musically? Is that your.
No, to be honest, I've always been very interested in media as well. So I knew that, well, if I was to do a media degree, I definitely need to do something with music as well. I need to kind of study something music related as well. So straight after my bachelor's in journalism and broadcast journalism, I just knew that I would get a master in music performance here in London. Do you know what I mean? It was kind of still in me that I definitely need to do something with music as well. But because I knew that, I had such passion for media as well, I was like, why not pursue that as well?
Right.
Definitely.
And it's benefiting you, obviously, today.
Definitely. I definitely see why God had that passion, why he gave me that passion for media as well. It's amazing. Just amazing how to see how it all makes sense.
So you were on The Voice in Germany, which is amazing how that show is all over the world and in all different places. Was that the beginning? For you successes, or were you already doing stuff, or what was the timeline of being on that show for you?
Oh, that was the best experience ever. I absolutely loved every single bit of it. But I'll definitely say, I knew that I had a very large following, like an audience prior to that. Because that with the whole social media thing, I feel like it really blew up like a year ago. So I actually came or went to The Voice of Germany with that audience already. So that was just, like an add-on. Another great experience that God just wanted me, to go through. But The Voice of Germany, one of my biggest blessings ever. And not in terms of the exposure. No. But more of it was such a deep personal journey for me because I felt like I was so ready to go and, represent Jesus there. Like I was so ready to not kind of change or kind of adapt to certain standards to kind of fit in. I was so ready to stand out. I was so ready to, be bold to, stand in front of the camera and be like, yeah, I love Jesus with all my heart. It was just something that was, I was so ready for that moment and it
So
worked.
did that come after your Instagram clips of you singing in the subway?
Yes, but I still applied for it.
Okay, yeah, but so did you start? Was that kind of the beginning? Like, just to get the timeline, was the
Yes, so
singing
the
in the
social
subways
media was, no, the
before?
thing with the subway was before, yes.
Okay, so let's go to there because that's where I discovered you.
Okay, sure.
What, obviously, the Lord. But what did, because that's very bold. I mean, obviously you're gifted in singing, so it's super bold if you can't sing and you go and sing in a book like that. But obviously you have a great voice. But what inspired you to do that in the subway?
So, what people don't see is that I've actually been doing this for 8 years. It's been going on for such a long time. It's just a year ago that the Lord kind of motivated me to start sharing it with the whole wide world. But it's always been such a sacred thing for me, whereby I would just go onto the street and just start singing. I'll just put my bag down and then just start singing because I just felt led by the Holy Spirit to do so. But the whole subway thing, that one is quite new in the sense that before I would only just, go busking, but without, asking people for money. I would just then stand somewhere and just start singing. But the whole subway thing started a year ago where I was like, you know what? God kind of just put it in my heart to go into those places where you would normally not hear the gospel. That is the whole vision behind this. I want people to see and know that it does not matter where you are, you can always share the gospel. It does not have to be, in the four walls of church, but outside. I really take that a verse, Bible verse, very seriously that Jesus said, where he said, we need to go out into the world, and preach the gospel, make disciples, baptize people, like it's something that has always been my passion to really like get the gospel outside, of church and really reach, the people where you would not that you would normally not meet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well let's hear a little clip. It's hard to tell which one. I've seen almost them all, but just the
Oh.
way they're laid out here to pick the one that was one of my favorites. But anyways, here's an example, friends, of Gabriella. Is it do you say subway in England?
We actually say underground or tube
Underground.
station.
Underground train station?
Underground or tube station.
Tube station. Okay,
Yeah.
so for our UK friends that are listening, here's Gabriella in the tube station. And for the North Americans, this is what can happen in the subway.
Of the goodness of God, I will sing of the goodness of God, I will sing of the goodness of God.
So good. So
Thank
good.
you.
Now, some of them, and I don't know, maybe you guys cut this one early, but some of them, people, and it's interesting, you watch it a couple times, you watch the people in the background, and whether it's a tube station in the UK or it's New York or it's here in Canada in the cities where we have underground subways,
Yeah.
people are people and people are the same, right? They're just seem to be disconnected from each other. It's super quiet. They're on their own business. Unless you know each other, you're not talking to people. That's what I observed. That's why I didn't know where you were at first, because it looked like
Yeah.
any tube station, right? But
Yeah. But you know what, Todd? I don't want to interrupt you. But the thing is, I find that so interesting that you say that because I get that a lot where people are like, oh, that's such a dark place. It's so that like, people don't talk to each other. It's so like, oh, it's so like discouraging. And I'm like, I'm having the best time. I'm having the best experience because what you guys don't get to see is what happens after I've sung.
yeah.
Where people actually like come to me, I get to pray for people, have great conversations with people, and people just starting to connect, with other people. It's so amazing. I love it so much. There's so much happening, at tube stations.
Yeah.
I just feel like people don't, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how I am, but I'm just having so much fun.
Oh no, I agree with you. I don't think they're dark places. They're just what
Yeah.
I'm saying is like people are people around the world, right? It's just that
Yeah.
they're, people could be there filled with joy, people could be there hurting, but it's just like you're sort of
Yeah.
focused on your own thing and not wanting to bother
Right.
people. But and that's what I was
Right.
going to say. In some of your clips, you see people applauding at the end and
Yeah.
clapping and
Yeah.
stuff. So yeah, so
Yeah.
people do come and talk to you and you get to pray. That's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's really, really cool. Yeah. You never know what to expect, to be honest. You never know what to expect. And one thing I've also noticed is that there are certain songs I kind of like, choose my songs. Well, choose is not the right word because I really feel like it's really very spontaneously. But I definitely make sure that, it's songs where I'm deliberately mentioning the name of Jesus because I don't want anyone to go, oh, she could be singing this, it could be a love song. No. I really want people to get that, it's Jesus that I'm mentioning, it's Jesus that you need, and it's Jesus that I'm giving you. But there are certain songs where the response has always been the same.
Yeah,
One thing
very
I've noticed.
positive.
Yes, amazing.
Yeah.
Like it's just so, wow. It's amazing.
Yeah. Let me play one more here. Let me see if this will queue up this next one here.
Something about the name Jesus.
Yeah, here we go.
Something about the name Jesus.
I thought that one was one where they would clap at the end, but they probably did. That's good. And not miss a beat, eh? Right through the announcement over the PA, just in the zone with the Lord and still going. Yeah. So,
yeah. Okay. I don't know how I do that, to be honest, because it's actually so loud in real life. Oh, those announcements. Wow.
Yeah.
The things that are going on behind the scenes, I'm always like, go away, be quiet.
Who films that for you?
Say again?
Who films that for you?
I've actually got my own videographer.
Awesome.
I work with, yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so going back to The Voice in Germany, so yeah. Similar thing, I suspect. You apply to be on the show. You do an audition, you get on the show. I couldn't determine how far you got or how, you know, what if there were different episodes or what. It's kind of hard to determine that. And nor obviously, because it's Germany, did I know any of the people who were sitting in the seats. But there was one that I saw where you were singing a gospel song, and it was a man, and he was singing it as soon as he knew the song, because he started singing it. Right. And he pressed that button within like 5 seconds of you singing. So who is that? And then talk about the show, like how far you went and the process.
Right. I think it was the lady that kind of hit it first. Do you mean the lady or the guy?
Well, the lady you connected with at the end, so obviously you guys were talking German, so you obviously picked her, right? But
yes.
But there was a guy that picked it before her. She was just as into it, but he was just immediate. It's like he wanted to see you right away. Let's see if I can find it. Wow,
you know this better than me. Come on, yes.
Our Toddcast team do a lot of research. Here it is on YouTube. I think this is the one, friends. Let's just have a listen to this on YouTube here. This is you singing I Look to You, although I don't think this is the one that I saw that. But anyways, here's an example of Gabriella on The Voice in Germany.
Giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through.
So that's not the one, but that's an example of one of Gabriella's songs on it. I'm going to find the one, but can you,
I think it's Shackles that you mean, right?
Gosh, you don't want... Yeah, I think it is. It's making me a little emotional, Gabriella. When you sing for the Lord, right, it just touches your heart, so...
Oh, thank you.
But can you just... I don't know how the show works. What episode was this? Or was this like your second invite back? Or where was this one? And I'll try to find the other one.
Sure, I think that was the third episode. So the third stage, the team fights. So it was just before the semifinals. So I actually made it up until the semifinals.
Okay.
And was then eliminated. But yeah, oh my gosh, best experience ever. Best experience ever. So I think the one that you mean was Shackles in the blind auditions, the very, very first episode. The very first stage.
Yeah, I'm going to try to see if I can find that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll play this one because this and I don't know. I'll hold. I don't have the. Anyways, I'll hold this up and you can tell me who this guy is, because I'm not familiar with who this guy is. But
got it. Perfect.
Your family there, I guess.
Yes.
That guy.
Okay.
Oh, you're right. She did turn first.
reason to believe that I am free. You see, I have been down for so long, feel like all hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my circumstance.
Yeah, him. Who is that?
So his name is Kamrat. Yes. To be honest, though, I feel like he's a newcomer. But he's not very... Yeah. Yeah. He's still like, you know... He's just making a name in Germany as well.
So are these... Forgive me for not knowing this, but are they former artists? Are they producers or...
Ah, okay. So all of these four coaches are actually like the greatest artists in Germany.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they... And the one that I did choose, so my coach, Yvonne, she's actually... She's the one that really started German pop music. Like, she's one of the pioneers.
Okay.
That was a big deal for me. Like, I really listened to her music back then.
So there's a lot of music around the world. So for our German friends listening, I apologize for not knowing who all these people are. There's so much stuff out there nowadays. But it's so good. Who's there with you? Your family? Who is that?
Yes. It was my family and friends as well. Yes, that were allowed to, you know, come to the show and be there live.
So you know what else is, this is just amazing to me in the Lord, is that you're clearly, like, you have a British accent. You sing with no accent, which is amazing. And then as I'm watching the show, I didn't realize it was Germany, right? Until obviously you stopped singing and everybody started talking.
Right.
But I just find that, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And it must be the Lord, right? But it doesn't matter what country people are from. It seems like when they sing, they aren't singing with whatever accent that they have, you know?
Yeah. I do believe it also depends on, what kind of music you were influenced by as a child. So like I was saying, like Darling Jack Hillsong music, Australia, but also American music is what I was really listening to. American gospel music is what I was really listening to as a child. So I feel like you just pick it up as well.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So after the show, so you started with, I am sorry, I can't remember her name. Can you say it again? That you picked a coach there?
Yvonne.
Yvonne. So you started working with Yvonne after that, after the show.
Yeah.
And yeah. What did that look like? What did you do with her?
So after the first stage, you mean? After that episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing. She was so present as well. Like, wow. The Yvonne that you see on TV is the Yvonne that you'll get in private as well. She's so, so beautiful. So incredible. Oh, she had so much to teach as well, like so much to, you know, advice that she was able to pass on that was so valuable and that will take with me forever and ever. And she's someone who also loves to, you know, work on those tiny little details just because she's a singer herself. So she's able like to pinpoint or like pick things that she thinks, could be done better.
Right.
It's been a really great experience. I've learned so much on the show. Best experience ever. And I'm coming back to that show as a coach.
Are you really?
Well, that's my prayer. I'm manifesting it. I'm speaking it.
Okay. Into existence. Amen. Amen.
That is the dream.
Yeah. We'll stand in agreement with you on that. That's awesome.
Imagine having a gospel coach on The Voice.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like that would open. And that was one of my visions for that as well. The reason why I went there, I was like, I want to open doors for, you know, more Christian artists, more gospel singers, you know, to be brave enough to come to those shows and feel welcome and feel like, you know what, our genre, our faith, our message, you know, is the most important one. It's actually the root of all music genres. So
yeah,
it should not get it shine.
You know, what's interesting too, is like music is so moving, right? So on any of these shows, when somebody comes, especially unknowns, right, that come and sing, and it's like a fantastic singing voice is totally a gift from the Lord.
Yeah.
And when people sing, it just, it brings emotion. But then when you're singing to the Lord and you're singing gospel, it's just so much deeper into your soul of what that brings out. So that's so good.
It's the most powerful message ever. Like, there's no message, you know, that is more powerful than gospel. I always say gospel music is the only genre that can save lives.
Yeah, amen.
I don't care who you are, what you think. Rock and roll will not save your life. It will provide joy, but for only for like a few moments, right? Only for a few minutes or so, or for an hour. But gospel music, it's the word of God itself that can only like change people's lives.
Yeah. So a question I had, we were talking just before we got on the show. The social media that we're seeing, some of the social media that we're seeing here in Canada about the UK as far as Christianity goes, is that people are getting arrested for praying for people and preaching for people over there. And now we're in a time of day where I really don't, and probably most people don't, it's hard to believe anything that you see on a screen these days, except stuff like you singing in the tube station. That's obviously real and powerful. But it's hard, like, it's so you question everything, right? So is that actually the climate that's happening currently in the UK? And if so, how are you able to do what you're doing in the tube station and it be, you know, or is that different because you're just singing? You're just singing.
I think it's real. Like, thank God I haven't come into, I've not encountered that yet. I hope I won't, but I feel like, you know what, well, it's kind of like part of, following Jesus. But yeah, I've not been in that situation before, but I do believe that it's actually real. But I think there is def it's definitely different for me as a singer. Because every person that you ask, everyone in this world, I've not met any person that has ever said that they don't like gospel music. There's something about gospel music that people just love so much. So I feel like I kind of get away with that, because like the melody and the voice kind of, I hope it sounds all right and is one of the reasons why people don't stop me. Like, in fact, people want me to keep going, actually, right? But I really do believe that that music aspect kind of helps me to get away with that a little bit, But then also, I mean, I've prayed for people on the street, like after I've sung, like when people then approach me and just ask me, "Oh, Gabriella, could do you actually like please pray for me? I'm going through this." I've actually prayed for people on the street and the public as well, and didn't get any like confrontation, like with the police or anything like that, but. Yeah, because I feel like my main thing is music, I feel like I do get away with that.
Amen. And you know what? We just, from our end here at Disciple City, like we pray, we'll be praying. When persecution comes, great revival is just around the corner. So,
Exactly. It's part of it. It's part of it.
So we'll be, you know, praying for what's going on over there and the bold ones that are street preaching and doing that anyway.
Please do.
So you have a couple singles. Maybe more than a couple, but Say His Name is one and Not Alone is another. That after The Voice, so pretty recent. Well, one's a year ago.
Wow, Todd,
Yeah.
this was really good research.
Let's hear a little bit of Not Alone. Tell us a bit about your process of writing this song.
Not Alone, it holds a special place in my heart just because I only wrote the bridge. So this was a collaboration between me and The Voice of Germany because I made it to the semifinals, and all of us semifinalists had the chance to, bring out original music. That was kind of, in collaboration with The Voice. And I had a whole like team of songwriters, and I told them straight away, guys, I want a Christian song. I want us to mention Jesus there. I was so point blank, whereby They actually asked me, they were like, "Ah, oh, but if you like bring in, you know, all that Jesus stuff in there, it won't, like, it will kind of exclude, you know, the wider community." I was like, I could not care less. And one of them was like, "You know, it's a gospel song, so there should be the word Jesus in there." I was like, "Yes, exactly."
Amen.
So that was a very, very interesting song for me, because that's the first time I've actually collaborated with other songwriters. You know, with all my previous songs, I've only like written them myself. So this one was a joint thing. And I just love, you know, that I had unbelievers help me write a Christian song that I believe is blessing so many people all over the world.
And that song is available everywhere.
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 Everywhere. Awesome. You see music.
What about your single, Say His Name?
Say His Name, Say His Name, when no one is around you. So that one is very interesting because it's a remix, a gospel remix of Destiny's Child, Say My Name. And I remember, you know, just kind of listening to it the other day, 5 years ago. But I don't know. I was like, I don't want to say any man's name. I want to say the name of Jesus. I want to say His name. So I then just started, you know, writing my own lyrics to, you know, that tune, tweaked it a little bit. And yeah, it's been such a great, great response come out of it.
You said you've had some you've been on the radio and stuff. Has that been in the UK or Germany or?
Yes. So the UK, yes, primarily. I've also been on TV in Germany, yes. This is my first time being in Canada. I've made it, I guess.
I don't know if you've made it, if you've hit Canada, but...
I made it onto the top cast. Come on.
Yeah. Your first podcast.
Yes.
Well, we are honored to be your first podcast.
Thank you so much.
And here's a little bit of Say His Name. So good.
Thank you.
Such power. So I was just talking with somebody actually yesterday. It's kind of random, but it's not. I was just talking with somebody yesterday who's, you know how the enemy just twists the truth a little bit and people will believe a lie?
Yeah.
And they're going through some program where they're talking about, you know, speaking positive things over your life and everything, and sort of calling out to the creator, and they actually will say God, but they don't say Jesus.
Right.
And with, right. You know, without getting into diving down a rabbit hole of what this person is involved with, it was, and I was just listening to them and stuff because they're really excited about what they're learning, which is all great. Mm. But it's like what really hit my heart is the name. Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. The only way.
It's the only way. And everything about this thing and what they were doing does not include the name Jesus, which is the name above all names. And like the song, Say His Name. That's freedom, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Gabriella, Heavenly Love Band.
Yeah.
How did you form that? Who's in that? How successful is that going for you guys?
Yeah. Heavenly Love Band. Oh, this, man, this is like my first baby. I always call it my first baby just because I've just been a huge fan of, you know, heavenly, like a heaven orchestrated marriage, like, you know, where, you know, Jesus at the center and I just want to be, you know, be a blessing, you know, to so many couples, you know, in the whole wide world. I want Heavenly Love Band is actually a Christian wedding band. And I just want to, you know, kind of, yeah, be one of the pioneers, you know, to make sure that Christian wedding bands, you know, actually become a thing. It's been going so, so well. We've had the chance to actually perform at so many weddings, weddings that are not Christian, like where the couple is actually unbelievers, but also Christian weddings. It's just been so beautiful. And I feel like we just always bring, a little bit of Jesus into people's weddings. Yeah, and it's been a great experience.
You know, when
We're
you
beautiful
just
worldwide. Well,
worldwide,
yeah,
when you
worldwide,
just have
everywhere.
a little bit of Jesus, you'll want a whole lot of it. Hey.
I believe that too. I believe that too. We'll give them like a little taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's next? What's the next 6 months look like for you?
Okay, so I do have a festival gig coming up in Germany with 4,000 to 5,000 people in the audience. So I really look forward to that. It's actually like a secular event, and they've asked me to come and, minister, like to actually come sing gospel there, which is such a great. I don't know. I see it. I just love that opportunity. That all these opportunities that God has given me to kind of be a light somewhere. I just love it so much. So I'm looking forward to that. But every time someone asks me, "So what's next?" In my head, I'm always like, "I actually don't know," because I really didn't know. That I would be. Yeah, that people will be, blessed by what I do, on the tube stations. I can definitely imagine one day God telling me to go start singing under bridges, singing to homeless people or wherever it is. I just know that, I'm tackling all these dark places, all those places where you would not hear the gospel. And I'm so here for it. Prison is definitely something that I'm so passionate about. Prison ministry, I can definitely see myself going into that as well. So yeah, there's so much in store, and I'm so excited.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Are you familiar with Awakening Europe? Ben Fitzgerald, does that name ring a bell to you?
Oh,
No?
kinda, yeah, kinda, a little bit.
So Ben Fitzgerald was an Australian that just had a tremendous heart for Europe, lives in Germany, actually, and
Okay.
has a big movement called Awakening Europe. And they do big stadium events with worship music, but it's, evangelism and calling people to the street. So this summer, June, I believe, is the Million Month, where I can't remember
Wow.
off the top of my head how many different cities are involved across different countries in Europe, but where they're wanting to see
Wow.
1 million people hear the gospel in the month of June.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks for the info, Todd.
Yeah. Have a look at that.
I'll definitely do
And
that.
those of you listening, if you're listening to this episode currently, to Awakening Europe for that.
Definitely.
I don't know. I just thought of that, and perhaps see you singing at one of their events down the road.
I would love that. I was literally just going to say, Ben, let me know if I can be part of this great course. I'd love
Yeah,
to.
so many things going on. That's so good.
Definitely.
Are you planning to, I guess it's all singles now, but are you still writing? Are you still writing more music? Are you planning to have a, I don't know if you do albums anymore, but do you know what I mean? It seems like now that the deal is to just drop singles, right? Is the best way to get your stuff out there.
Well, I do have like, oh gosh, I've recorded so many songs already. They're all like produced, mastered, everything. They're done, but they've been done for 5 years now, but God has not told me yet to release them. So I'm literally just waiting on God to tell me when to release those songs. But I'm not really like in a hurry or in a rush, because I really want God to, to just lead me in whatever it is that I'm doing, because it's not about me. It's not about me, Todd. Like, it's not about, yeah, it's not about me. That's one thing I've come to realize. I really want to do anything and everything that helps advance the kingdom of God. I want people to shout Jesus' name.
Yeah, amen.
It'd be great, to, keep releasing more songs and winning all these Grammys. That is definitely on my bucket list. But do you know what? Number one will always be to just preach Jesus and save lives and, make heaven crowded. Because only when I get there, I want people to come up to me and tell me, "You are the reason why I made it."
Amen. Amen. Well,
Mm-hmm.
Gabriella, thanks for taking the time to chat with us today. Loved hearing your story and the
Thank you as
progression and
well.
where the Lord has brought you. Friends encourage you to check out and listen to this music. Have this music pouring into you all the time. Gabriella is on Spotify, Apple, all the different media platforms that way. The Heavenly Love Band on Instagram, and I'm sure you're on the other TikTok and all the stuff.
Everywhere.
And Instagram, The Real Gabriella _.
Yeah.
And everywhere. Unlike yes. us, who just do Instagram, because everywhere. It's coming. It might come, but everywhere mm-hmm. is too much. So the Lord can spread it around.
Yes.
So that's, yeah. So thank you very much. Appreciate that. And
thank you so much for having me talk. Thank you so much.
Final question for you. You talked about hearing Hillsong and being really inspired.
Yeah.
So if a young girl happens to be at one of your shows and you really yeah. inspire her and Jesus is in her heart and right. she gets to meet you and comes up and says, hey, I want to sing like yeah. do what you're doing. What would you say to encourage her?
Oh, I would definitely say, make sure you're singing in your worship team at church. Make sure you're serving in each and every department in your church. Just so, because that will help you to always remain humble and know that it's never about you, but it's always about Him. And I'll definitely also say, make sure that you're working on your craft, right? I believe in excellence. So I am a Christian artist. I'm also a singer, a professional singer. So, you know, I do put in the work to make sure that, you know, my voice sounds good. And yeah, and just do whatever it is, you know, that the Lord leads you to do. And also wait, just wait. Let God do the thing. You do your part, He does His part. But really be patient and don't strive after, making it. Like, just enjoy the journey and just love how God is leading you into which areas he's pointing you to. It will all be worth it.
Amen. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you so much, Gabriella. We just wish you the best, that the Lord continues to use you in tube stations and all over the world, and that people all over in all different countries would hear your music. We just we speak that over you, and we just bless you, my friend.
Amen. Thank you so much, Todd.
Thank you. It's never about you. It's always about Him. Friends, that applies to everyone, to all of us. If we can find that in our heart to always make it about Him, your life won't be perfect, but it'll be so much richer. So we just encourage you in that. Thanks to our executive producer, Caden Carlton, and media relations, Sheila Juddy. I'm Todd Carlton. It's Disciple of City. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, friends. We'll see you next time.